Previously on Suits.
It's going up on the wall tomorrow.
And this is your way of getting me on your side.
I don't want you on my side. I want us to be on the same side.
I get Ava Hessington acquitted. Darby backs me for managing partner. I'm here to tell you I don't want it anymore.
Get out of my sight.
Let me spell it out for you, okay? You don't work my case without me. And since you seem to be having trouble understanding that, you don't work my case at all.
You and Steven, it bothers me.
I didn't know you were a cat man.
Do I have brains in my head? Do I have a heart in my chest? Who is a stunning creature?
Mikado. The Hong Kong office urgently requires me for a few weeks. I'm sure there is a suitable luxury feline hotel.
Don't play games, okay?
So you'll do it?
Yes, can I have her?
What do you want, Steven? I hear Cameron got a witness.
He did. What do you want?
I'm just checking to see if there's anything I can do to help.
There isn't.
No way. If you didn't have Mariga yesterday, you don't have him today.
Why don't you ask your friend Stephen Huntley? He's the one who led me right to him.
You know, you might just be the perfect man.
You just come to realize that now. Mm-hmm.
Donna, I need a minute alone with Stephen.
Is it just a minute, or do I need to get a cab?
It won't take long, but the rest is up to you.
Well, I'm guessing you're not here to join us for dessert.
You called Colonel Mariga.
Yeah, I called him. Called him to find out what Cameron Dennis had offered him and to suggest that he could do better.
You mean you called him to offer him a bribe?
Doesn't matter. Dennis was bluffing. He never had him in the first place.
He didn't, but he does now. Because of you.
You're saying he traced my call?
You're damn right I am.
And you're angry with me?
You're supposed to be looking out for Ava. If I didn't know any better, I'd think that you were working for Cameron Dennis.
And by the way, the man is in hiding. His own country can't find him. How the hell did you?
Same way you would. You know people here. I know people everywhere.
Well, calling those people just screwed us.
I called them, Harvey, because you were doing nothing.
I was doing nothing because he had nothing. And then I had the tape thrown out, and he had less than nothing. Then he threw a Hail Mary, and you just caught it.
If he found Mariga by tapping my phones, the judge will throw him out.
You think we're going to be able to prove that that's how he found him?
You want to carry on yelling at me, or should we fix this?
You know, I've had about enough of your fixer crap, okay? You didn't fix shit. You broke it wide open.
Then what the hell are you doing here?
I'm here to tell you that if I hear your name around my case again, I am going to beat the shit out of you.
You told him you were going to beat the shit out of him?
Yeah, and that's the last time I'm going to tell him anything. What? You think I wouldn't do it?
No, I'm not sure you could do it.
What's he going to hit me with his ascot?
Harvey, the man plays rugby. That's no joke.
How do you even know that?
It's on the Darby International website.
Oh, it'll give you enough work. And I'm going to change that right now. Cameron's not denying us access to Mariga, which means he's going to sing any song Cameron wants to avoid a firing squad.
So I need to find anything I can to take Mariga apart.
What the hell is this? I'll tell you what it is. It's a witness list from Cameron Dennis with Colonel Mariga on it. And he's giving us access, which means he's not bluffing.
I know.
You told me he didn't have him.
He didn't.
Then how the hell did he get him?
Steven. He was trying to fix it.
Are you telling me you let Steven Huntley lead Cameron directly to the star witness?
I didn't let Steven do shit. He did it on his own.
He's your guy. You aligned with him.
I did not.
Okay, he's Edward Darby's guy. You made a deal with Darby. That makes him your guy.
You really want to do this right now?
Are you telling me he doesn't know?
You know I know. You and I had this conversation once, and you know where my loyalties lie.
And as for your point, Steven is only here at all because you made a deal with Darby in the first place. And I told you, I don't want mine anymore.
Then I guess I'm still in charge. And since I've now been drafted onto this case, no one tells Edward Darby or Steven Huntley a goddamn thing. Does anyone in this room have a problem with that?
Everybody wanna know how it feels. Everybody wanna see what.
you get me?
This isn't the first time Marie lied to get out of prosecution.
Other murders?
Murder, extortion, embezzlement. You want someone to commit a crime and blame it on someone else? He's your guy.
You got the questions lined up?
Right here. But I think you know what my biggest question is.
What do you want me to say? I changed my mind about Darby. I told Jessica, and I didn't get a chance to tell you because we had bigger fish to fry.
I understand why you didn't get a chance to tell me. What I don't get is why you told her.
If I can't trust her to get over it after I tell her, I might as well have stuck with Darby in the first place.
Doesn't look like she's over it.
Because she knows what we know. Right now, we got bigger fish to fry.
Are you kidding me?
Norma, I told you a million goddamn times. 2% of Mikado's afternoon milk. She's going to taste the extra skim, and who do you think she's going to take it out on? Me. Oh, and find out what the holdup is on my trademark claim on Lit Up. Nigel, you're back a week early.
I was going to holiday an extra week, but I was rejuvenated after only 2 days in the native clays at Guangzhou.
You're glowing.
I can't wait to see Mikado. The lovely lass is here, I see.
No, she's not here.
Then who's that for?
That's your name. It's my afternoon milk. It's a spot. Gotta run.
Louis, where is she?
At the best cat spa in the city, getting her nails buffed and her paws polished.
You spoil her.
She spoils me.
Call me when she's back.
I will. Rachel, Louis, Code Red. See you leave my office.
Norma gave me a look.
She's on our side. Rachel, concentrate.
I don't know if I'm on your side. This isn't right.
She wants to be my cat.
No, you want her to be your cat.
You don't understand. This past week has been the best week of my life ever since...
Bruno, I understand. But you can't keep Mikado. She's Nigel's cat.
Well said.
Ah, Nigel. How did you...
By doing what any self-respecting cat owner would do. Equipping her with an RFID.
A radio frequency identifier integrated circuit.
Why would you hide my prized possession?
Is that what she is to you? A possession?
What she is to me is between me and her.
You're right. He's right. I'm sorry. I'm not ready.
Louis!
He was supposed to be gone for 2 weeks. We had a verbal contract. I would have custody for 2 weeks.
It was a babysitting arrangement.
One that I was mentally, emotionally, and physically prepared for. And accordingly, I am legally entitled to Mikado for one more week.
That is not the law.
There's actually precedent. Orminsky v. Mitchell, 1974.
I have a meeting. After which I will collect what is rightfully mine.
No, Louis, that was a stall. Because the truth is, Nigel's right. She's not your cat. You've got to let her go.
Hey, do you want to talk about last night?
No, Donna, I don't.
Harvey, you said my being with Stephen bothered you, and I just want to make sure that...
That what he did deserved interrupting your date?
Did it?
I don't know, Donna, you tell me. I mean, we had this entire case locked up. And your boyfriend gave Cameron a get-out-of-jail-free card after I told him to stay the hell out of it.
What'd he do?
He tracked down Mariga and led Cameron right to him.
Harvey, I'm...
You know what? Instead of discussing Stephen shitting the bed right now, I have to try to clean it up.
Wamba. Makaiwa. Portifa. 40 people killed.
Are you here to answer questions or ask them?
Are you familiar with these photos?
I'm responsible for these photos.
You seem proud of yourself.
I'm a military man in a violent country.
I do what needs to be done. That doesn't make me a murderer.
Because you kill people under orders from your government.
Precisely.
Isn't that exactly what you did on Hessington Oil's land?
No. I killed those people because I was paid by your client.
Well, that does make you a murderer.
You're only saying that Ava knew about it because your precious government is no longer in power to protect you.
That is not true.
And what exactly is the penalty if you're found guilty of murder in your country?
Death.
And why is it you haven't been sent back there?
I'll take this one. He cut a deal with me because I care more about the person who ordered this than the person who carried it out.
There's only one problem. He only met with Ava once. And your only proof of that meeting is inadmissible.
Wrong. He didn't only talk to Ava once.
I told your client about what needed to be done when we spoke on the phone. Ah. Miss Hessington didn't tell you about that.
She didn't tell us about that because that never happened.
What'd you expect her to do? Come to you and say, I did it?
A record of the call from Ava's private secure line.
A call in which we discussed the impediments to the pipeline, the six leaders who stood in its way, and the cost for their removal.
$3 million, which she admitted paying. In the admission you had her sign, I don't need the tape because I have everything I need, including the fact that she lied about that phone call.
Hey, what happened to you last night?
I think you know what happened. I saw you two yelling at each other, and I didn't want any part of it.
Well, believe me, I didn't want any part of it either.
Well, what did you think he was going to do when he found out you screwed up his case?
I think you know that I wasn't trying to screw it up.
But you did. And he specifically told you to stay away.
And you told me not to discuss you with him, so why are you discussing him with me?
Because I have a relationship with him that's a lot longer than a few weeks, and when you mess with him, you mess with me.
Donna, I wasn't trying to mess with him. I was trying to help him. And as long as we're on the subject, I'm sure he mentioned if it wasn't for my previous help, he wouldn't still have Ava as a client.
You know, he might have mentioned something about that.
Then can we get back to not discussing him?
As long as you promise not to do anything to make us not discuss him ever again.
I promise.
I'm going to ask you once. Is he telling the truth?
Yes. We had a conversation on the phone, but not about murder.
You didn't think we needed to know?
I didn't remember.
That lie won't play well in court.
I told you about the meeting. I didn't think to tell you about the call where we agreed to meet. That's all it was.
When, where, how much money?
Not even that. That was settled beforehand. It was a formality Nick arranged.
Nick Howell, your former protege.
He dealt with these people. He knew what was expected. It was a social nicety so insignificant, I didn't remember until you brought it up.
They brought it up, and now they're going to point out that you didn't.
I understand it looks bad. But Edward said that this man is a murderer, and there's no need for me to be concerned.
Edward Darby says a lot of things you want to believe, but shouldn't.
You don't believe me.
Hiding a conversation and then coming clean about it later tends to get in the way of trust.
Jessica.
It makes you disingenuous. It makes you look guilty.
I'm not.
Do you find that people usually kill your enemies for you without your asking?
Jessica.
Ava, you'll have to excuse us. We have to come up with another plan because the one we had just went to shit.
Gunzi got highly you. Go big at Zugim Haigom Do. Dogum.
I can't help but notice you've come empty handed.
Not exactly.
You're suing me for ownership of Mikado. On what grounds?
On the grounds that I provide a better home, because you're constantly flying around the world.
Mary Poppins doesn't get custody of the children in her care.
The Von Trapp children fell in love with Maria. She became their mother.
Because their mother was dead. There's no legal basis for this.
You're confident in that fact?
Most assuredly.
Then let's put it to our own jury.
You're suggesting a mock trial?
You get to prove you're the better man in front of our associates.
You agree to hand her back the moment the verdict is in?
I agree to let you say goodbye to her the moment that you're defeated.
Fa Keng Gin.
hell that means.
Glad to see you haven't lost your touch with the clients.
I don't have to be nice to her. I just have to clean up after her bullshit.
She didn't lie. She just made a mistake.
We still have to clean it up. And she just handed us a roadmap.
You want to go after Nick Howell?
He's reasonable doubt staring us right in the face.
It's a bad idea.
He admitted to the bribe. He set up the call, and he was her man on the ground.
Laying it on Nick would be admitting Hessington Oil paid Mariga to kill those people.
We already admitted that Ava paid him, and Mariga already admitted to the murders.
Which is exactly why we should stick to the plan to destroy Mariga's testimony. Not wanting to be shot is a hell of an incentive to lie.
And an easy thing for a jury to understand.
Let me spell this out for you. You don't just show that your client didn't do it when you can point to someone who did.
But you're never going to convince a jury the number one didn't know what the number two was up to.
You have the balls to say that to me?
I'm not saying...
I don't care what you're saying. I'm the one in charge of this case. And believe me, I can convince anyone of the fact that a number two can betray a number one behind her back. Out.
Still hiding from Nigel?
What? No, I'm looking for Katrina.
She just left for Barcelona.
Sorry, she what?
The training program.
Nesbitt.
Why would he send her away?
Because he knew I'd pick her to represent me at Mikado's custody hearing.
You're suing for custody, Lewis? That's insane.
Rachel, he abandoned her.
He went on a business trip.
Okay, whose side are you on?
Yours, but the law's not with you.
What, you think when you become a lawyer, you're going to be trying cases where the law is always on your side?
Lewis.
Rachel, you need to tell me which associate is least loyal to Nigel now.
Kaufman.
No, too green.
Corcoran.
The guy owned a hamster as a child, of you a cat as a predator.
Donahue?
Donahue? I'll not only lose custody, I may end up in jail.
For what?
Rachel, I stole the man's cat, and I need someone who understands why.
Then who, Lewis?
You.
I'm not a lawyer, Lewis.
You're going to be soon enough. You run circles around those clowns. And Nigel holds no sway over you.
Okay. You are asking me to help you steal Nigel's cat.
Rachel, you know how tough it's been for me this year. I lost the associates. Mike made a fool of me. I saw Harvey's name go up on the wall, and I went home. Do you know what happened? Mikado saw my pain and she brought me a mouse.
Lewis, we have a murder trial going on.
A trial that I have nothing to do with. Rachel, I love her. Though I once fought valiantly for your dream, and even though I lost, I'm asking you. Fight for mine.
Jessica!
You have something for me on Nick Howell?
Nick Howell didn't do this.
What the hell does that have to do with
it? Look, Harvey's problem with going after Nick is that it might backfire on Ava, right? But even if it doesn't, we're still putting an innocent man in the crosshairs.
An innocent man? He sold out Ava the second he had a chance, and I sat there and watched him do it.
Cameron had him backed against the wall. He just did what he had to do.
And now we're backed up against the wall, and I don't give a shit about Ava's number two. He can rot in hell for all I care.
I just have one question. Are you going after him because he tried to sell Ava out? Or because Harvey tried to sell you out?
What did you just say to me?
I just want to make sure we're not potentially throwing a man's life away just because you're mad at someone else.
Instead of you coming down here and telling me who to be mad at, why don't you do your job and find out what the hell Cameron has on Nick Howell that made him turn on Ava in the first place? Because if you think all it was that tape, then you don't know what the hell you're doing.
They want to talk settlement, and they sent you?
No, they didn't.
So you're going rogue? Bullshit. I don't buy it.
You can buy whatever you want. The fact is, you, Harvey, and Jessica are so busy trying to beat each other, you can't see you all have your heads up your asses.
Oh, cocky. I get it. Harvey taught you well.
No, what Harvey taught me is to help my client. Now, look, I can't guarantee that we'll agree to anything, but Ava deserves an offer.
I spelled out my offer a week ago.
Yeah, an offer based on a bluff.
Hmm, now I've got the real deal. It was 9, now it's 12.
Your real deal is a confessed murderer and a vindictive ex-employee.
I've got one saying that Ava paid for it, and another saying she knew what she was paying for.
Great, then get me a goddamn offer under 9 and I'll get you a deal.
This negotiation is over, Junior. Take your ball and go home.
Man, you really are a dick.
What did you say?
I said you're a dick. You can take your offer and shove it up your ass. I am so sorry.
You little pissant. I can't believe this shit. Who the hell do you think you're dealing with? You know, I could have you locked up for assault right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No, I just, I lost my head. Please. I was just trying to do my job.
Take your mediation and get the hell out of my office.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Litt, how would you describe Mikado's well-being when she came under your care?
Well, Mikado's physical needs were taken care of, but there's more to a cat than its physical condition. They're highly emotional creatures.
And were her emotional needs tended to?
Calls for speculation. He's not the cat whisperer. He can't testify to Mikado's thoughts, which you should have objected to.
Sorry, sir.
Very well. Mr. Litt, without speaking for Mikado, would you describe for the court her emotional condition?
When Mikado first entered my home, she was aloof and standoffish.
She's a cat. Sorry, I'll wait my turn.
She was listless, you know? Like, I would take her out to see a bird or a dog, and there'd just be nothing. You know what I think? Mm. I think that she was the victim of neglect due to the absence of a consistent father figure because he's traveling all the time.
I object.
To what?
To you letting him talk about my cat that way. You changed the rules to get Miss Zane. I'm changing the rules. I'm going to represent myself. You're dismissed.
Getting hot in here, Nesbitt?
Mr. Litt, I'll ask you not to address the defendant directly.
I'm not the defendant. This isn't a criminal trial.
Well, it should be. Where were we?
You were describing the deplorable condition in which you found Mr. Nesbitt's cat.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica, I've been expecting your call.
You weren't expecting this call.
It was pointed out to me
that I had misplaced some of my anger, so I've decided to place some of it on you.
Then this is the call I was expecting. You've heard about Stephen.
I heard about you and your deal with Harvey.
I was wondering when you'd find out.
Save it. I thought when I got rid of Daniel Hardman, I was done with partners I couldn't trust.
I assume you're referring to Harvey, because I'm not the one who proposed that deal.
Him asking
isn't the same as you accepting.
No, it isn't.
He was going to quit because of you, and that deal made him stay.
And as you said yourself, he is essential to the firm.
Not more essential than me.
And as for your deal with Harvey,
it doesn't exist, because he doesn't want it anymore.
Which was my hope from the beginning.
You are a saint, aren't you?
I'm not sure
I fully understand the purpose of this call.
I want Stephen Huntley gone.
I won't allow him to do any more damage.
When you have a problem, you turn to Harvey.
Stephen fills that role for me. But you want him gone, win the case.
He'll be on the next flight out.
Edward.
Harvey and I are going to win this case.
And then you and I are going
to have a conversation about the future of this merger.
Ah, now I understand.
What?
By telling you about my part in his deal, he's turned you against the very merger
he never wanted in the first place.
Harvey had nothing to do with this.
Hadn't he?
Goodbye, Edward.
You have portrayed yourself as the kind-hearted savior of this feline soul. Is that correct?
Yeah. I believe I brought up the best in her.
So you have a way with your charges, a velvet glove, so to speak.
I guess you could say I'm built that way.
So you're a good parent, a role model.
No one could say otherwise.
So if one of your charges were to say you were hostile, cruel, prone to kicking the proverbial dog, would that be a lie?
My treatment of felines is what's at issue here.
I thought it was your parenting skills, your ability to mold and shape gently.
But that's not what
this jury knows all about your parenting skills, which involve berating, belittling, screaming, sadism.
Objection!
You can object all you like, but as I said, this jury knows that that man is not what he portrays himself to be.
And what about you? You think molding and shaping is accomplished by abandoning your charges and sending the occasional memo while you're off mudding in the Yangtze?
I'd like to call my next witness.
Oh, really? What witness? You didn't declare a witness.
He's a hostile witness. And I'm afraid he's hostile to you. I call Harold Gunderson to the stand.
Holy shit, we're in trouble.
We need a 10-minute recess.
No, Rachel, I'm sorry, but I can't talk right now. I am typing up Cameron's files from memory.
Mike, I am going to lose my first case.
Uh-huh.
A mock case.
Okay.
About a cat.
Okay, that I have a couple of minutes for.
Nigel Duck of Harold.
What? He's going to throw Lewis into the bus.
Which is why I need your help. I need you to remember anything good he said about Lewis.
I can't.
What are you talking about? You were just referring to your amazing memory.
No, it's not that I can't remember it. It's that he never said anything good.
Oh, my God. I'm screwed.
So sorry, Rachel, but I have to go.
Are you kidding? You've got nothing?
What I have is complete faith in you. So say hi to Harold for me before you figure out a way to square up. Jessica was right. There's dirt on Nick.
Where'd you get this?
Courtesy of Cameron Dennis. I actually went in there.
Holy shit.
I know. There's enough there to point the finger at him.
There's enough here to make me think that he really did it.
So what do you want to do?
We'll tell Jessica she was right, and then get Nick Howell in here and make sure he doesn't have an answer for this before we get to court.
On it.
Mr. Gunderson, you are currently an associate at Bratton Gould. At what firm did you previously work?
I worked here.
And who was your supervisor?
That man, Lewis Litt.
Really, Harold?
Let the record show that Mr. Gunderson indicated Mr. Litt. Tell me about Mr. Litt's guidance.
Lewis believes in teaching by fear.
Your Honor, I'd just like to state for the record that the witness is speaking into an imaginary microphone. You're speaking to an imaginary microphone.
That's what I mean.
You know what? Fine, I'm done. Proceed.
Would you characterize him as a screamer, a tyrant, petty and vindictive?
All of the above.
He didn't try to gently sculpt your future like blown glass.
He called me an idiot, an imbecile, and an embarrassment to the legal profession.
That sounds harsh.
My therapist says that I have scars on my psyche.
Hearsay.
I could call said therapist.
Oh, that'd be lovely. Except it still has nothing to do with the cat.
Bear with me. I'm getting there. Tell me about Bruno.
He was Lewis's cat. I was made to take care of him.
He didn't do it himself?
No.
Do you like cats, Harold?
No. I'm allergic. I don't even know what to do with them.
But he left this cat, his cat, in your care. What happened?
Hey, you know what? This would be a good time to object.
I can't, Lewis. It's a valid line of questioning.
What happened, Mr. Gunderson?
He died a day later.
And what did he say to you prior to that day?
He said he might as well have left his cat with Michael Vick.
I didn't realize you'd be here.
Didn't want to look me in the eye.
Eva, I'm sorry. I'm glad I can help you as a character witness. I had no idea admitting to the bribe would lead to this nonsense.
Solicitation of murder is nonsense?
You know what I meant.
Eva would never do that.
No, we agree. We don't think she would.
We think you would.
What? You're trying to blame the murders on me?
You met with Mariga before Eva did. You made the arrangements. You agreed on the payments.
You know all this. But we didn't know this.
Mr. Howell is being shown a record of deposits into a numbered Swiss bank account opened 1 week after the murders.
How did you get this?
Are you saying it's not yours?
It's not what it seems.
Then tell us what it is. Because what it looks like is a split of the take.
How much did Mariga cut you in for?
These are bonuses.
Bonuses?
This is part of my deal.
Incentive payments for getting the job done under hardship conditions.
The only hardship you had was finding someone to kill those people.
You split the take with Mariga, then hid your share.
This money didn't come from Colonel Mariga. It came from Hessington Oil, and she knows it.
You can't keep pointing the finger at Ava. You acted alone on this.
I have emails asking for her authorization to make bonus payments.
Those emails didn't mention Swiss bank accounts.
Because I knew you wouldn't want them to.
Bullshit. They didn't mention Swiss bank accounts because you went to Mariga and arranged everything.
I didn't even know Mariga. He came to me, he laid out a bribe, I accepted it, and Ava knew everything I did.
That's a lie.
If she knew, she just didn't know the specifics. And now you're acting like this means that I ordered the killing of those people. Well, I didn't. If you try to make it look like I did without her knowledge, no jury is ever going to believe it because it's not true.
Mr. Gunderson, your tenure at this law firm wasn't very successful, was it?
I worked very hard.
Is it true that you once failed to deliver a motion to the court because you thought they were closed due to inclement weather?
Someone told me that it was a snow day.
Did you ever give opposing counsel a copy of our trial strategy?
I thought it was part of disclosure.
Did you leave a zero off the Hopkins settlement, nearly costing the client $900,000?
No one was supposed to know about that.
Because Lewis covered for you.
He berated me.
No. He kept it private, and he allowed you to go back and fix it, did he not?
He did.
Which allowed you to learn from your mistakes, did it not?
I guess.
You testified that you now work at Bratt and Gould, is that correct?
Yes.
And when they hired you, did they know you'd been trained by Lewis Litt?
It came up.
So they knew that you were nurtured by Lewis, they hired you, and now, are you happy?
Yes.
So with Lewis's nurturance, your mistakes were covered, you landed another job, and you're happy. Isn't that correct?
But he was mean to me.
No, this isn't about how he treated you, Harold. This is about how he treated his cat. Isn't the truth that he loved that cat and cared for him with all of his heart? Harold, you're under oath.
No, I'm not.
Harold.
Yes, he loved Bruno with all of his heart.
I have no further questions.
Hey. What a lovely surprise.
And I come bearing gifts.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
Oh, well, it's only right. You've given me so many things, and I've never given you anything. Well, anything like this.
What is it?
I'm surprised you don't recognize it. It's a copy of Colonel Mariga's deposition. My copy count didn't reconcile with the machine. It was off by 7 pages. The exact amount of that. You thought I wouldn't notice. I would.
You spied on me.
Oh, no. I trusted you.
Donna.
Don't Donna me. You looked me in the face and you made me a promise.
I also made a promise to Edward Darby.
And I made a promise to Harvey. And I wouldn't make another one if I knew I could only keep one.
So you're choosing what you don't have with him over something that you do have with me.
This had nothing to do with him. I don't care if you said you'd stay out of Norma's business and you went back on it. You lied to me. We're done. Oh, and by the way, you're welcome.
What?
I'm not telling Harvey about this. Because if he found out, he would beat the shit out of you. Watch what you're doing.
I wasn't actually moving.
Yeah, well, I don't actually care.
Donna, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hey, Donna.
I don't want to talk about it, okay? You'll tell Harvey. He'll get furious.
I won't tell Harvey.
Another promise.
Donna.
He just couldn't keep his nose out of it.
Who couldn't keep his nose out of what?
Stephen got Mariga's deposition. You know what? It doesn't matter. I'm done with him anyway.
I'm so sorry.
Rachel, that was amazing.
Thank you, Lewis.
We're going to win. You did win. Don't worry. I'm not going to take your cat. I am a man of honor.
That's very gracious of you.
In fact, I'm glad we had this trial, because you and I both know you didn't win on the merits of the case. You won because the associates prefer your tough love to my light touch.
Yeah, they do.
But Mikado belongs with me. And this trial showed me there's something you care about more than her.
Nothing.
Yes. The associates. I'm offering you a settlement.
No.
You get back the associates. I get back my cat.
No.
I need a moment to confer with my client.
Of course. I do love her, you know.
Lewis, as your attorney, I need to say this.
Please don't make me choose.
She's Nigel's cat.
You were right. No one's ever going to believe that Ava didn't know what her number two was up to.
It was worth trying.
It was worth trying because she really didn't know. And no one's ever going to believe it because she should have known.
Jessica, Ava and Nick are not the same as you and me.
I know. They're not. She didn't want to know what was happening under her nose. I do. The only reason why I didn't see it this time is because I never thought you'd do that to me.
I didn't do it to you.
You put it in motion.
And then I stopped it, and then I told you about it.
What I want to know is why. You could have just let it go. Never said a word.
I told you because enough was enough, and I didn't want any more secrets between us.
No, when you cheat on someone and tell them about it, it's not to make them feel better. It's to make yourself feel better.
Yeah, unless you think there's a chance they're going to find out.
Or you think telling them is going to make them want to get out of their merger.
I guess we've stopped with the cheating analogy.
Yes, we have. Now, did you come clean to heal our relationship or to make me want out of the merger?
Like I just told you, I did it because I didn't want to keep any more secrets. But I have never kept it a secret that I want out of this merger.
You didn't answer the question.
If you're asking if I knew that coming clean about Darby would make you furious with him, I'd be lying if I didn't say it crossed my mind.
So you set me up?
No, all I did is what you've taught me to do for a long time. And it didn't change your mind. It just put you in touch with what you already felt.
You really could be managing partner.
But I'm not. And I don't want to be. So, what are we going to do about this trial?
As much as Mikado means to you, I know the associates mean more.
No, not more. The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few or the one.
What philosopher said that?
Spock. The Wrath of Khan.
I will take her back to Nigel for you.
Well, thanks for doing this for me, Rachel. But I want to do something for you first. A reward of sorts. For your victory. See, I was right to pick you to be my lawyer. And as it turns out, Columbia Law School agrees. I saw them in Elkhart this morning. I wanted to save it for you. Congratulations, Rachel. You're going to be a lawyer. A real one.
Donna, where's Harvey?
He's with Jessica.
Where? They're not in her office.
They're on the roof.
Okay, get them down here right now.
Mike, what's wrong?
I said now.
Mike, what's wrong?
I know why Steven needed to know what Mariga said in his deposition.
Why?
He was afraid that Mariga would tell the truth. Steven was the one who ordered those killings.
A
Emmanuel Marika, 20 years ago at the University of Cape Town as an econ major. Always had a head for business. He was also on the rugby team. You know who else played rugby?
Stephen Hunley.
Stephen's record from Cambridge included a semester abroad at the University of Cape Town. That year's team, they had a hell of a season.
They're still a team.
Darby was clear. Whenever he has a problem, Stephen's the one he sends in to fix it.
And Ava's problem was his problem, so when she came to him to get her pipeline built,
he went to Stephen.
You want to know what it took to set up those murders? One phone call to Mariga from the offices of Darby International, from Stephen Huntley's London office.
From there, Mariga calls Nick, Nick calls Ava, and the whole thing is set in motion.
They thought they were paying for a bribe, but they were actually paying for murder.
And they never knew the connection.
And when Ava's about to be charged for murder, Stephen shows up to make sure we'd never find out.
I'm so sorry, Harvey. Harvey, what are you going to do?